time now for Berkeley Electric Cooperative Power Talk, a weekly program to educate and inform the member owners about the co-op. You'll hear tips on saving energy and what Berkeley Electric Co-op means to you. Now let's join our host, Terry Bass, for this week's program.
And good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Saturday to you and yours. It is time for another BEC Power Talk, and we are ready to go, fired up and ready to go. Libby Rowig is right here beside me. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry. How are you?
Doing well. We're fired up and ready to go, right?
We are. Yeah, we did our warm-up laughter,
That's right. We're
ready to have a good time.
One thing we can say when we have this show, we laugh a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
So hopefully the folks having their morning cup of coffee or what have you are laughing along with us as they learn.
Yes.
It's a laugh and learn. How about that? There it is. But you get the honor of introducing our special guest this morning.
And we do have a very special guest. Right. We have with us this morning Bouvier Rembert. He is supervisor of system control, otherwise known as the peanut butter in the PB&J sandwich. I mean, Bouvier and his team, they keep it all running. They are a lifeline between the member and our line crews and help keep the system safe and running.
Oh, man. I tell you, and cool. That's one of the cooler names that has been along over the years.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. You know, I could picture myself watching like the Super Bowl and now singing the national anthem, Bouvier Rembert.
And then, Rembert. That's correct.
All right.
Do you sing it all, Bouvier?
Let me hear.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Oh, well.
All right. Now flipping the coin for the teams. Bouvier Rembert. All right. But very cool name. And sounds like you have a cool job when things are going great. But I'm sure a very busy job or can be at times, right?
Yes, it can. I guess when we started, was basically a phone, the radio.
Okay.
And we had a lot of pads.
Okay.
A lot of pads, a lot of printouts with, you know, with information.
Mm-hmm.
We had paper maps to look at.
Okay.
And we went from that to everything automated.
And digital.
And digital. That's, you know, so it's like we have multiple computers,
mm-hmm.
multiple programs, and it makes life easier. But along with that, we have grown.
Yeah.
Well, I think when I started, we might have been at 50,000, maybe less. Mm-hmm. We're well over 100,000.
Right.
So along with the changes, it's more to do.
Always.
Always.
And they always want to do more with less. Not BEC. You guys have a plethora of staff.
I mean,
I'm 2 years in. I'm meeting new faces each and every time we have this program. So Bouvier talked a little bit about it, but let's dive into Bouvier's background, you know, Bouvier. And once again, I already know you've been there a while, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because one thing I can say I do love about BEC is longevity. You can get a job at BEC and not necessarily worry, as long as you do your job, of course. You can't just, you know, hey, I work at BEC, I'm on vacation the rest of the time, they'll pay me twice a month. No, it's not that. You're going to do your job, but they seem to, whoever does the hiring, they pick people that want to be there and stay there, and that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So with that said, let's talk about your background from where it began at BEC, how long, and then the different things you've done along the way to get to the supervisor of system control. Well, let's start back in middle school.
Feels like it. Pretty much started with the right-of-way crew, working summer help.
Okay.
And did that a few summers. And after that, I applied and got hired into the mapping dispatching department.
Wow.
So I believe that we did that. I did that probably for about 20 years. And, less than 20 years. And then we branched off because, of course, let's go back to the growth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before you could map and wait on a phone call, and then it became you couldn't map, and it was all phone calls. So, of course, with the growth, we separated the department.
I got you.
And
that was sort of what led you down the road you're on now.
Exactly. We handle 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
It's total of 7 employees.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Yeah.
And 7 guys and ladies get it done. System control. And what are some of the other positions that, did I miss any that you have had at the co-op? Or now you said you started way back. Now I tease middle school, but you couldn't have been much older. You maybe were right after high school, or
correct. Okay. I started permanently at 20.
Oh wow. Okay. So if you go back and pay the attention, if they're taking notes, they can find out how old he is. He sort of said it, but he's still a young man. He's still a young man working hard. Ladies and gentlemen, Bouvier Rembert, our supervisor of system control, on the program this morning. And Libby Wibby, hadn't heard that in a while. Libby Rowig is with us. System control. In your department, we know there's shifts. We talked about that just
exactly.
Now and how they work. What are the things that the department specifically do, and then maybe some things that your department definitely does not do, if that makes any sense, within the BEC world?
Let's see. We pretty much put our hands on everything.
They do it all.
Everything.
Yes, doing it all.
During the day, Monday through Friday, more or less, we're dispatching.
Okay.
We're handling, making sure the linemen out in the field
are
safe. Whatever they request, you know, we try to get it done. And, of course, as the member calls in, as calls come in with no power, we dispatch it to the crews. We try to give them the problem before they get out there, so far as what's going on.
Okay. So it's flowing through your department, pun intended, more or less.
Exactly.
Wow. So calls come in, they go through your department. Situations arise, flows through your department.
Right. And, of course, automation. Everything's out there. So far as at the substation, we have some communications downline, pretty much out in the field. Mm-hmm. You probably noticed a lot of poles. It's got, like, radio antennas on it. That's sending back information to us if anything's going on out in the field.
Okay. Cool.
And it helps everything and expedites everything so we can restore power faster.
I got you.
Yes, sir.
So you're a busy man. It's really what he's saying. System control, the supervisor of system control with us this morning. So take us through when, and you sort of did, but an outage is reported. And obviously just, I would say like the fire department, you get a call, there's a fire over here. There's a problem and, you know, they have their systems. Your system, you sort of spoke on it, but how does that like flow?
So as
from the beginning then getting a line crew out there, what happened?
Right, as the member reports an outage or a trouble call, it's identified through the account number or the phone number.
Okay.
So all you members out there, remember, if you change your phone number, please let us know.
Okay.
Please let us know. And once it's identified, you can leave a message and state what the problem is. And then it comes to an AMI system, and that's where we see it. We'll see the John Doe, the address. And if you leave a audio, tell us what the nature of the problem is. We'll expedite that. We don't have to, you know, we came from one day, we had to call them on the radio and tell the answer. Then we went to a paging system where we can text message. And now we're at the point where we don't have to type anything. As the call come in, we could pick the employer, the employee, pick them, apply, and send the information to them on the fly.
On the fly, and then they can be driving one way and say, oh, let me make a left turn because there's a problem over here, and so on and so forth.
And it pretty much, you know, they hit it. goes to Google, or they can use our mapping system and pretty much put them right on the spot.
Okay. See, I know about your GIS system, so which you work hand in hand with that department.
Oh yes, hand in hand. Okay. Matter of fact, they're right upstairs.
Okay. Look at there. So that's the process. A lot of people probably never you don't think about the process, but there has to be a process for that to be as efficient as it can be, because ultimately the least amount of time that somebody can be in an outage is your priority, I'm sure.
Exactly. We get the information out to them as fast as we can.
Okay.
And any information we have, we pass it on.
Okay.
You know, we can get one call, we can get two, we can get 10. And with the automated system, it predicts probably where the problem is at.
Oh, wow.
And we pass that on to the alignments.
Now serving. G35. No, not that bad. Because obviously, BC's working hard for their members on there. Never power outages. I'm knock on wood, because you say that. Here comes a thunderstorm this afternoon.
and Terry, in the the rare times we have outages,
right.
As members are reporting them and to system control and it's being entered into our system, members can look at how widespread the outage is or what areas are affected by going to our outage map, which is on our website or through Smart Hub.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you're without power and you're curious what's going on, just pull that up and you can take a look at it.
And a lot of times that's what the member or the customer wants. You know, something happens, if you know how and why, then, you can tolerate the problem longer, maybe.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know, it's like, man, why the lights out at 2:00 in the afternoon? What? The game is halftime, whatever. But
you know
what I'm saying,
if
right?
If you call in, it will let you know that if you are a part of that outage.
Yes.
And also, too, it would give you an estimated time of restoration.
And I was going to ask, and we've talked about how technology has changed over the years. I'm sure that's an example
exactly.
of how it's changed. But whereas before, you just were in the dark. Pun intended. You just were in the dark. You didn't know. But now you can literally know where and maybe I don't know if you guys give an estimated time
of restoration.
Okay. So all of that is available because of the upgrades in technology.
Exactly.
In the age we live in. Ladies and gentlemen, BEC Power Talk. We're talking with Bouvier Rembert, one of the cooler names at the co-op, and the supervisor of system control. And, of course, Libby Rowig, our communications manager, with us every Saturday as we have a good time together. What would you say is the biggest misperception about an outage? We may have answered it already. We're giving answers before questions.
Everything is not a transformer.
Everything's not?
Members,
really?
Everything is not a transformer. They hear the explosion.
Boof. Yep, sounds like that.
The member would call in. My transformer just blew up.
Okay.
The explosion is a good thing. It's a protection.
Ah.
It sees the fault. You can't handle it. It
gives up the ghost, so to speak.
Right.
Instead
of 2,000 members out, you're down to probably 5 members or 10 members.
Okay.
And it protects the line and it protects the equipment.
So is that like fusing and whatever?
That's right. Fusing.
Yeah.
It goes from the service to the transformer to the fuse.
Okay.
To the next downline equipment, which is a recloser.
Okay.
On to the substation.
Look at there.
Right.
When I was a kid, I always liked the sound of a transformer explosion. It's a different sound. It's a little, I don't know. I'm the guy that likes the fireworks that sound. Bigger than the colors, it's like I like the sound.
You like exploding sounds?
Yes, those I like the concussion.
Oh. A can of biscuits opening scares me.
Oh boy! a powerful thunderstorm. When you hear a real rumble, that's impressive. I like tipped my hat to nature. I said, boy, that's a that's a good one there. You know, just on and on and on. Of course, you guys probably don't like that
sound
too much.
I'm sorry. 35 years, I hear a thunderstorm. I'm not enthused or happy.
I wouldn't think you would be.
But here's the catch. Also, too, with growth, technology, we put more focus on the vegetation, the right-of-way.
Okay.
And, you know, we do a lot of system cuts.
Okay.
And pretty much it works. Mm. Back when I started, if you heard that thunderstorm, you might work all night. I realized after Hugo, when all the trees were down and 100% our system were down, when we got back up, the first summer, we had a storm come through. Phones was ringing. It was employees.
Okay.
It's like, okay, Bouvier, what we got? Where are we going to work at? Haven't had the first call yet. What? Something's got to be out. No, no, nothing's out. Nobody's calling. Check the phone lines to make sure it's working.
Okay.
Nothing's out. So I think we learned something with that.
With Hugo.
Everything was off. Everything was down.
Yeah.
And the vegetation was low.
So the opportunity for limbs to fall on lines and all that was minimized.
It was minimized, exactly.
Wow.
So when we started putting a whole lot more focus on the right-of-way side of it, the change started. Now when that storm comes through, minimal outages.
Look at there. And it took Hugo to slap us up quite a bit to get us focused on. But you learned, like you said, you
more
learned
or less
from that.
Slapped us down.
Slapped us down. And I remember, I do. Oh, my goodness. And knocking on wood, I think this is wood in the studio. Yeah, it feels like wood. But, you know, we're about to go into a hurricane season. So,
exactly.
You know, but you guys are much more equipped than in the past. But you've been there to see enough of the improvement from Hugo to now that you know you're much better equipped.
Right, and working at Berkeley Co-op, we do take what has happened before.
Mm-hmm.
And we discuss it, and we improve.
Mm-hmm.
So the next time, we're one step ahead.
Right.
And, you know, if we feel we missed something, we improve again.
Okay.
The ice storm that hit us, I believe, in 2013, 2014,
mm-hmm.
where the weather, what's the word I want to use? The weather forecasters
missed
it. It was supposed to be top on the top of South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And
I remember that.
And it dropped right on lower South Carolina.
That's right.
And so we learned something. You know, we went from, okay, we're going to go ahead and stage crews. We're going to call out-of-town contractors.
And be ready.
We're going to stage them. Okay. We're going to put them out of harm's way. Once the storm passes, we'll bring them in. We won't wait until the storm hits.
Okay.
To bring in the crews. We're going to go ahead and stage them. And when it passed, then we will bring them in as needed.
Huh. And once again, an improvement
that makes exactly.
the life of the member owner better as it relates to their power. And you know what you also learned? Not to trust your local weatherman, but so much.
Exactly.
You know, Terry, I lived in the Midwest for the better part of the previous decade. Mm-hmm. And winter weather, I'm not a meteorologist, but it seems like it is wrong more often than it's right, you know, and I just count on that weather rock. You know, when you go outside, if there's snow on it, it snows.
It snows.
If there's ice on it, it ice,
yeah.
you know, but
yeah.
it just seems like it was always the opposite of what the forecast was.
Well, what a career, you know, paid guessers. They get paid to guess, so to speak, scientifically. But I love the weather, man. I always thought about being a meteorologist. But back to the conversation at hand and storms ties into meteorology. What the members need to do, and I'm sure you know as well as anybody, with a prolonged storm outage, what's some best practices that helps you guys and the membership, the owners?
Be prepared. You know what's happening ahead of time. That's one thing the meteorologists have given us. They can pretty much hit the timeline.
Yeah, I give them that. They may not know what's going to happen in the timeline, but they can tell you tomorrow something's going to happen. We think it's rain. If it snow, well.
Hurricanes don't sneak up on us anymore.
That's for sure. Thank you.
And keep in mind, members, we live in a beautiful country, beautiful trees. Just keep that in mind. When you have 125-mile-an-hour wind gusts, 60, 70-mile-an-hour, trees fall.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it can go from, we can have five different areas with trees on the line to 300. So you have to have a little patience for us to get there. We're going to get there as fast as we can, but just have a little patience with it.
Yeah.
Give the linemen plenty space to work.
Okay. And during a prolonged outage, obviously stay away from down lines.
Oh, exactly. Stay away from it. Of course, you know, we're from the South. I believe every other household has a chainsaw.
Or two.
Or two. Maybe even three. You know, I can remember members calling in and saying, all right, I got that tree off the line for you. You what?
Well, I had rubber boots on. Probably not a good idea.
Exactly. It's not a good idea. Just leave it to the pros.
Amen.
But, you know, we're from the South. Most of us, you know, hands on, and they just can't stand it.
Yeah.
But they need to stay away.
I got you. And you
let
know,
us handle it.
Even over the weekend, the past weekend, I was awakened on a Saturday morning with chainsaw orchestra. My neighbor cut four big oak trees down.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I guess it was legal. But, I mean, his entire backyard now, when I go outside, it looks like I live somewhere else because he knocked them down. I mean, but like I said, the chainsaw symphony, I know what you're talking about. And but in a storm, the trees are going to fall. The crews are going to come out, not you,
exactly.
Member owner. Give them space. And then, like you were saying, for those at home, have what you need to sustain yourself in a prolonged outage, correct?
Batteries, water, first aid kit,
mm-hmm.
Food.
Yes.
Food.
A good grill.
A good grill.
If you get tired of turkey sandwiches in the cooler. Good grill. And of course, what about like the appliances? In a storm, you don't think about this, or we don't talk about this much. They unplug them while the power's out, or just leave them as norm?
I feel you should.
Okay,
I'm from old school. Mm-hmm. You know, back when you heard the lightning pop, you unplugged the TV.
You did.
You unplugged things.
Yeah,
I would go ahead and do it.
Okay.
You know, any type of surge can cause damage inside the house.
Mm-hmm.
And storms are unpredictable.
That's for sure.
So the best thing to do, I would go ahead and plug some of your sensitive
equipment,
computers.
Mm-hmm. And what's the best, we've got about 4 minutes left on the show, having a good time with Bouvier Rembert. I'll be saying your name all week, too. Man, I got a new friend, Bouvier. My guy there at Berkeley Electric Cooperative. But how can members help system control to help themselves, to serve them better? What are things they can do to make your job more efficient and their life better with the experience?
Along with the system improvement, if you would notice your utility pole, as some members call it, telephone pole, but your utility pole, you notice it's a yellow, you would call it a badge seal, and it has a number on it.
Okay.
That's a GPS identification number. If something happened in that area of that pole, please call us with that pole number, with identification number.
Okay.
That would expedite things a whole lot faster.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We can lock into where, you know, where the crews need to go.
And that's back to that GIS mapping and all that stuff. So the faster you know you got that code, boom, you can probably speed yourself up by many minutes if necessary.
Oh, yeah, minutes, okay. Right. And it's a big help. I can recall a story where we had a situation where it was a little difficult finding the trouble. It was just a blink in the community. And it went on for about 3-4 days, you know, it would blink here and there.
The power.
And okay. we had everybody riding the lines trying to find it. We'd wait till dark to see if we see any kind of arcing, any flash, a flash. And, well, a member said, you know, I've been noticing every night I laid in bed, I would notice my this light pole just flash, and my lights would blink.
Okay.
That's where the problem was.
But the member made the call, probably not realizing they were going to help solve a problem.
Right. He said he would notice it every night. Huh. And so we notified the linemen, and they called us back. We found the problem.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's great.
Lighting and arresting.
Yeah.
He said he noticed every time he lays down, he noticed it arcing. And I was like, wow.
You didn't tell them. They just stand up all night, all right?
Right. So if that member had called it 3 days earlier, the problem would have been solved.
Yeah.
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 But at least they did eventually.
Yeah, he did. He did. I guess he got tired of it flashing, trying to go to sleep.
Yeah, yeah. I can imagine. I
imagine it's a little aggravating.
Absolutely. Well, last question. Back on the career side, what does it take to do what you do, to be on your team, if you will, career in system control?
Computer savvy.
Okay.
Patience.
All right.
Be prepared to work long hours.
Uh-oh.
Okay. That's right. ability to read a map.
That's important.
These, you know, today's youth.
Oh, my.
Let's face it, we type in an address in our phone, and we don't have to read anything.
Yeah.
But the ability to read a map.
Is important.
It's very important.
Okay. And of course,
and be able to make decisions on the spot.
Okay.
Things change from day to day.
Critical thinking.
I've been here 35 years, and it can change on the spot. I mean, something different can come every day that you haven't seen before. You know, everything's not A, B, C.
Right.
It can come C, B, A.
And see, that's what keeps you coming back. That keeps it fun.
Exactly.
Yes, indeed. Well, system control, a very important part of what goes on at Berkeley Electric Cooperative. So member owners out there listening, last thing, you got to have a cool name to work. If you're going to work with Bouvier Rembert, you know, no offense to Jane and John Doe. I mean, that's cool too, but no, I'm just playing. But one of the cooler names. And cooler, even cooler guy. He's a mellow fella.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell. But, man, it's good to have you with us. And for the folks that need to connect with you, obviously, your department accessible on berkeleyelectric.coop, right?
Yes.
Did I say it right?
Yes. Yeah, for more information, you know, I mentioned that outage map earlier. It's berkeleyelectric.coop.
Yes.
You can dial that up, and it, you know, job openings across the co-op come up okay. from time to time, and we have a careers link on our website. You can check that out.
Okay.
And, you know, sometimes there's long hours and lots of hard work, but it's a great family to work with, to have a great
Very rewarding.
Family.
Yes.
Yeah.
That it is. And I'm just connected. You know, I'm a cousin. But it's a great family for sure. Berkeley Electric Cooperative. Well, this wraps it up, this edition. This Saturday edition of Berkeley Electric Power Talk. Everyone, Bouvier, Lib, have a great day, all right?
You too.
Good one.